Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre-Wood called The Ethics of AI Hiring, Where Automated Screening Helps, and Where It Crosses a Line.
And this is one that I think a lot of business owners are going to find uncomfortable in a useful way.
That's a good way to put it. Brett opens with a really sharp contrast. A bad product recommendation costs you a sale. A bad hiring decision can shut someone out of a job they were right for, and they never find out why.
Which is a completely different order of stakes.
Right. So the core of the article is this. Most of the trouble with AI in hiring comes from treating it as a decision maker when it should be a sorting assistant. Those are two very different things.
So where does it actually earn its place?
Think about the last time you advertised a role. Brett uses this example. 150 applications come in. 40 are clearly applying for the wrong job. 30 are from people just spraying CVs everywhere. The real shortlist is buried in the middle.
And by application 90, your attention is completely gone.
Exactly. That's where AI genuinely augments a hiring manager. It reads every single application with the same level of attention, groups them, pulls out relevant experience, flags anyone who doesn't meet a hard requirement you've set. It hands you an organized pile instead of a chaotic inbox.
There's an operational angle in there too, isn't there? About response times?
Yes. Brett mentions Dara Tyers. The difference between a candidate hearing back the same day versus waiting 2 weeks is often the difference between hiring them and losing them. AI keeps that loop fast, booking slots, sending acknowledgements, answering "where's my application up to" questions.
None of which decides who gets the job. It just keeps people from going cold.
Exactly. It clears the runway so a person can make the actual call, which brings us to where it goes wrong.
Where does it cross the line?
The moment AI is making decisions instead of organizing information for a human who decides. Brett gives a practical test. If your tool is sorting and surfacing, you're probably fine. If it's rejecting people without a human ever seeing them, you're on dangerous ground.
What does dangerous actually look like?
3 specific things from the article. First, scoring personality or culture fit from video or voice. Tools that claim to read confidence or honesty from someone's face or tone. Brett's take is direct. They tend to penalize anyone who isn't a confident native speaker, neurotypical, or comfortable on camera. His phrase is bias with a dashboard.
That phrase is going to stick with me.
Second is filtering on things that quietly stand in for protected characteristics. Postcode, name, a gap in employment, which university someone attended. These can act as proxies for age, race, class, or whether someone took time out for family. The AI doesn't know it's discriminating. It finds the pattern, but you're still responsible.
And the third?
Black box rejections nobody can explain. If a candidate asks, "Why was I turned down?" and the honest answer is, "The software didn't like you and I don't know why," you have a problem. Ethically, and as Brett points out, increasingly legally. The UK, EU, Australia, and Singapore all have guidance or law on automated decisions, and it's tightening.
So what does a sensible setup actually look like?
You keep AI at the sorting stage and keep humans at the decision points. The AI reads and organizes every application. Nobody gets auto-rejected.
And it sorts against actual requirements rather than a gut feel.
Right. Requirements you wrote down before you saw a single CV. It hands a person a ranked, summarized view with its reasoning visible. Not a score out of 100. Something like flagged, no relevant experience listed.
Then a human looks at the shortlist and also checks what the AI deprioritized.
That second step takes about 10 minutes, and it's where you catch the career changer, the unusual background, the person whose CV undersells them. You get most of the time saving and keep the judgment where it belongs.
There's a preparation point before any of this too. Brett's pretty clear that you need to write down what the job actually means before any tool touches the applications.
Yes, and he frames it well. If you can't list the real requirements honestly, no AI can screen fairly, because it has nothing honest to screen against. He says that step alone fixes half the bias problem. You're judging against the job, not your gut.
There's a transparency point in there as well.
A plain line on your application page. We use software to help organize applications. A person reviews every decision. Brett says it costs nothing and builds trust with candidates.
And the broader principle running through all of it is that AI should augment your team, not replace them. In hiring, that's not a slogan, it's the safeguard. A person who can explain a decision and be held responsible stays in the chair.
That's exactly it.
For me, the action this week is writing those job requirements down before any tool is involved. Because without that, you're not screening fairly, you're just screening fast.
For me, it's that 10-minute second look at what the AI deprioritized. That's where you find the people the system missed.
The full article is at anabu.ai.
And if you want someone to look at how AI can augment your hiring or anywhere else in your business, Brett and the team offer a free AI audit. You can book it at anabu.ai. No hard sell, just a practical look at where it helps.
See you next time.